Good morning. I'm going to be over here because I don't know how to use the hand mic. My name is Mike Wilcox, and you're stuck with me this morning for today's sermon. Before we get started, I want to preempt this with, I hope you all understand, I spent 42 years in the insurance business. I don't know when to shut up. So, I figured Tom in the back would, but anyway. Have you ever woke up in the middle of the night, not been able to go back to sleep, or not been able to go to sleep at all? The number of times I've done that outnumber the number of sheep I've counted trying to get back to sleep. But I want to leave you with this. When I was an insurance agent, I used to tell people, don't talk to a lizard or an ostrich about insurance. Come talk to me. Well, when we want to relax and go to sleep, we shouldn't be talking to sheep. We should be talking to God. We need to put our trust in the Lord. The reason the Lord moved me to address this topic this morning is something that happened in my life long, long ago. But it still pops up several times in my life since. In fact, I was working on this sermon when I started worrying about another problem I had, and that was a job that was laid on me to find nursery workers for the church. Not knowing all the members of the church and who did what and who didn't do what and who wanted to do this and who didn't want to do that, I turned to somebody in the church that does know everybody in the church, and she gave me a lot of great information. And at this point, I'm going to find my place in my notes. Yeah, so I called someone who does know everybody in the church. She gave me some great information and suggestions. Not 3 minutes after we hung up, though, she called me back and said, you know, I wouldn't mind doing that. So a job I had worried about filling all of a sudden just took care of itself, or so it seemed. I thanked her and told her I had been really concerned because I was worried about writing this sermon. And she said, you know, you really should make the sermon about trust. The funny thing is, that's exactly what I had been planning on making the sermon about, was trust. It's what I had done all the research on so far and just hadn't written it. It seemed that I had picked out the topic, I researched the topic, but I wasn't listening to God or myself. I wasn't trusting in Him. I'm going to give you guys a sermon about trust, and I'm not trusting. So we did a lot more praying. If you go way back into Genesis 28:15, when Jacob got himself into trouble, which I seem to do quite a bit, God said to him, I am with you and will protect you wherever you go. He also says in Isaiah 41:10, speaking to the whole nation of Israel, when they were afraid of an army they were facing, he reminded them of his covenant. And he said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not anxious, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. But my all-time favorite is Psalm 46:10. It's short and sweet. Be still and know I am God. That sums it all up. In John 14:10, at the Last Supper, Jesus is trying to comfort the disciples. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. This was at the Last Supper. Jesus had just told them of his upcoming crucifixion and that he would be leaving them and going away. The disciples were understandably confused and worried. He is telling them and us we should trust him and not worry. But we need to look at it a little bit closer. The first three words, do not let. Do not let are very important. God doesn't just supernaturally take away our fears and our worries, like my problem with trying to find nursery workers. God didn't just smack me with a wand and take care of the problem. He used that problem to teach me to trust. We have a part to play when it comes to going to God in prayer. When you think of not letting something happen, what comes to mind? Resistance. Back to the old insurance industry again. You have to realize I was an agent for 42 years, so it's still in me. But one of the first things I was ever taught was people always want to say no. When you ask them to buy something, they want to say no. So you don't ever put the question that way. You always say, do you know of any reason why you shouldn't buy this life insurance? Well, no. And there's your sale. Okay? That's why God says, do not let. He puts a negative in the front, do not let, so that we get our resistance up and we resist the thought and doubts and bad scenarios and begin to play out in our own minds. Not let them get rooted in our, how do we resist them? We look to how David did it. In Psalm 3:13, David, O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. So God is there to lift us and shield us. Do you see how he shifts the focus from the problem to who he knows God is to him? He goes to God, who is his shield. And how does he know that? He knows it because he reads he wrote Psalm 14:15. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your perceptions and fix my eyes heart on your ways. Jesus does not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. How do we trust in God? By reading and meditating on his faithfulness to others in the Bible and the promise of his word to us. Reading and meditating. Mulling it over. Thinking about it. Talking about it with other Christians. Until the whole idea of God's trust sinks down into our hearts and becomes an unshakable truth. This is a process that takes consistent commitment, consistent Bible reading, consistent Bible study. If we want to move from a life of worry to a life marked with confidence in the Lord, David said, I will meditate. That's what we need to do. He is making a commitment to regularly spend quality time in the Word of God. That's what we need to do. And because of that, he was able to trust in God. Only five more sheets. Jesus also says, trust in me. Why would he add that? Because he was talking to the disciples who had been walking, talking, eating, sleeping with the Lord. They knew him, and because they knew him, they trusted him. And that's what we need to do. To trust in God, we need to know him. And how do we get to know him? Back to the Bible. Read, meditate, discuss the Bible. For us, we can focus on the cross. He loved us so much that he died for us. Is that not a man we can trust? I say to you, I will be with you always, even to the end of the ages. And in Hebrews 7:25, it says, the risen Christ ever lives to make intercession for us. Do you realize that Jesus Christ himself is praying for you and me? In what other circumstances you're in, praying that you will be strong and overcome as you trust in God. The reason the Lord moved me to address this topic happened over 30 years ago. I was an insurance agent, we're back to that again, in my hometown. We were a small agency, and a much larger agency wanted to buy our agency out. The principal of the agency was older than I was and owned 55% of the shares. She decided she wanted to retire, and I was not in a position to buy her out. So all of a sudden, I was going to be unemployed. It took about 2 months to arrange for the sale of the agency, and I spent that 2 months not praying, not reading my Bible, but looking for a job. About a week before we closed, I had still not found a job, meaning that next week I didn't have a paycheck coming for the first time in my life. One night I was pacing the floor, worried about what I was going to do. I asked my wife, what do you think I should do? Her answer was, you should do what you should have done in the first place. You should trust God. She pointed out Mark 11:24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have received it, and it will be yours. We prayed that night. In the very next morning, I received an offer to go to work for a youth home that I had applied for about a month before. And then I got a phone call from an old friend of mine who happened to hear about an opportunity to take over an insurance agency that was for sale 18 miles from my house. And as they say, the rest is history. That's the agency that I retired from after 20 years and retired and moved out here. What I've been trying to tell you this morning is to remember when you start pacing the floor or pulling out your hair, as you can see I did, be still and know I am God. We are not gods, so what makes us think we can solve our problems? We need to go to the Bible. It tells us over 100 times not to worry, but we still do. I worried when I was writing a sermon about trusting. Because our fear is stronger than our trust, that's our problem. We need to build our trust by prayer and reading his words and meditating. As Christ said in Matthew 6:27, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? We need to build our trust in God and turn our worries over to him. Learn Genesis 28:15. I am with you and will protect you wherever you go. Or Isaiah, fear not, for I am with you. Be not anxious, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. And of course, back to my favorite, be still and know I am God. For you country fans, I'll put it in another way. Carrie Underwood put it, Jesus, take the wheel. Be still and know that he is God. Thank you.